Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're visiting with Mr. Chuck Swoboda. He is an innovator in residence at Marquette University, president of Cape Point Advisors, and retired chairman and CEO of Cree, Inc. He is also the co-inventor on more than 25 patents covering LEDs and lighting technology and has over 30 years of experience in the technology business. His new book is The Innovator's Spirit, Discover the Mindset to Pursue the Impossible. I like the sounds of that. And Mr. Swoboda, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Yeah, great to have you out, and thanks so much for your time. So tell us, for starters, what inspired you to write the book, The Innovator's Spirit, and how is it different from all the other books about innovation?
Well, when I retired from my journey of leading Cree and building a tech company, someone asked me, how did we do it? And I didn't really know, because we had never really talked about it. We just kind of did it every day. And so as I did some research, I realized that most of what's written about innovation is really focused on process or recipe. My experience at Cree, what I realized is that innovation is really about people and their mindset. And so what I wanted to do is help people figure out how to discover this mindset, which I call the innovator spirit, which I think is really key to pursuing innovation.
And of course, we certainly appreciate your making the effort to make this book available. It's certainly a must for those innovators out there in the market. Now, what is the innovator spirit? Can it actually be learned? Talk to us about that.
I think it can. So, you know, the challenge for most of us is that, you know, we grow up with a set of life experiences that teach us beliefs. And what the innovator spirit is, a type of belief that enables the behaviors that make innovation possible. So the challenge is that your life experience have typically given you beliefs that actually get in the way of innovation. And so what you have to do is create a situation, put yourself in experiences where you can learn different things. So here's an example. So today, your life experiences are more likely to have taught you that it's better to avoid risk than to take risk. Or they've taught you that better, or you should accept the status quo instead of always pushing for something better. Or you might even view a crisis as a problem instead of an innovator would view it as an opportunity. So if you put yourself into different situations, you can essentially reteach your brain to have beliefs that are much more helpful in the pursuit of innovation.
Now, you're very specific about your definition of innovation. Why is it so important to be specific about this?
Well, you know, we use the word innovation so often, it's basically become a buzzword. And so I think it's important to understand, in my mind, innovation is something new that solves a customer problem and creates real value. And while new is what most of us spend our time and energy really focused on, it's relatively easy. It's solving a problem and creating value. That's the hard part. And that's why we really have to get into these beliefs and find this innovator spirit to allow us to go after that.
Certainly some awesome points made right there. Now, what is the difference between management and leadership? Shifting gears here a little, and how does management thinking limit innovative behavior?
Yeah, so one of the things I discovered early on when I was putting the book together is that so much what people talk about is managing the process of innovation. And it became kind of clear to me that the last thing you want to do is to try to manage it. So management is trying to get people to follow a set of rules or a process to deliver a predictable outcome. But leadership is about getting people to come together and try and do something that might not even be possible. And so if you're going to be really good at management, you're actually trying to achieve an unknown outcome. But fundamentally, innovation is an outcome that you've never gotten to before. So by definition, the better you are at management, the harder it is to pursue innovation. So that's why I really try to get people to realize and think about the fact that this is – it's a leadership concept. It's about getting people to pursue the impossible or to take on something that they're not sure is going to work out. And if it doesn't, they're okay with that. It doesn't mean they won't keep trying, but they're going to realize that, okay, I might not have figured it out this time, but I can use what I learned to get smarter and better and go try again.
Well, we certainly appreciate this information and insight, most helpful and exciting as well. Today, we're joined by Mr. Chuck Swoboda, the author of his new book, The Innovator's Spirit, Discover the Mindset to Pursue the Impossible. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, why do you think most people struggle with the brutal truths?
So, you know, the brutal truths, what I realized at Cree was is that, you know, if you're not willing to face the facts, you're never going to get the problem that really needs to be solved. So you need an environment where people are comfortable challenging one another and also being held accountable. But the fact is that most organizations prioritize this idea of collegiality instead of constructiveness. And so what you want to do is you want to create a situation where people are putting the facts on the table. And one of the challenges in the brutal truths is that we've all been taught, you know, you're supposed to be nice or not say what you're really thinking. Well, unfortunately, if that's how you approach something, you have almost no chance. And so what we tried to create was an environment that if someone said something that didn't make sense, we encourage people to say, that's a lousy idea, and call them out. And, you know, at first that makes some people uncomfortable, but what you start to realize is that it should make them uncomfortable. And that's okay, because in the end of the day, if people aren't willing to really face the facts and get into it, they're not going to be very helpful in getting, you know, to this idea of innovation. Now, I say that, and there is one caveat to this concept, which you have to first realize that when you give someone the brutal truth, they have to realize that it's up to them to hear it correctly. So often we put the onus on the person giving the feedback to make the other person feel okay. Flip it around. You want the person hearing it to start with the fact that, hey, assume this is constructive feedback and I'm going to do something good with it. Because once you start there, now they can start to hear the real problem and do something useful with it. And I think it's critical to get people to really change their frame of reference, because, again, if you're not willing to hear the problem, you're not going to be very good at working on it, and you're not going to then be very good at going ahead and...
Good stuff there. Really appreciate that. And taking that even further, what do you mean by there is no box?
Yeah, well, you know, I remember sitting in meetings many times and someone would say, hey, let's get a new idea. Let's think outside the box. And I, for years, that made sense to me until I realized one day that the moment you accept that there is a box, you also accept that there are boundary conditions and by definition only going to limit what's possible. And so what you need to do is realize that boundary conditions are actually a choice. You can choose whether or not to accept them. And so this concept of you have to start with there is no box, that's the way you're going to really see the possibility of what can happen. And I think that's what so often we're missing when we start this process, because it seems kind of silly, but to really clear your frame of reference so that you can see what's possible.
And certainly appreciate your input there. Most helpful. Also explain why the customer doesn't know.
So, you know, this is actually an idea that I borrowed from Steve Jobs. And when it comes to innovation, it really becomes this simple. The customer can't tell you they want something that they don't know is possible. And it reminds me of the old Henry Ford quote. He said that if I asked my customers what they wanted, they would have said a faster horse. And so when it comes to innovation, what you have to realize is, and I'm not suggesting you don't talk to customers, but you can't expect them to tell you what to do. What you have to do is actually ask them different types of questions, because what you want to know is not what they think they want you to do. What you want to understand is the problem they have. Because if you understand their problem, then you can come up with a solution. And that solution to their problem, that's where the innovation comes from.
Mr. Swoboda, really great to have had you out. Can't thank you enough for your time. Some great insight here on innovation and, of course, your book, The Innovator's Spirit, Discover the Mindset to Pursue the Impossible. In conclusion, what do you actually hope the reader gets from this book?
Look, in the end, I wrote it to hopefully inspire a few people to step back and look at themselves and say, if I really want to innovate, what do I have to do? How do I have to think differently to give me this possibility? And so when I wrote the book, there's actually a series of questions all the way through it, because I'm really trying to get people to realize. And so how do you get in that mindset? How do you start to reframe how you think about things so that you can approach different problems? And if someone reads it, go out and do something different and, you know, maybe change the world, then it will all be worthwhile.
Well, it certainly will. And Mr. Svoboda, again, we thank you for all you do and for joining us here today. Where can listeners get more information on yourself? Obviously, pick up the book and get more information online.
Well, you can find more information on my website at chucksvoboda.com. You can also follow me on LinkedIn or on Twitter at the Chuck Svoboda. And then the book is already available today for pre-order, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or just about anywhere you buy the books. And it will be in stores on May 5th.
Well, that certainly works. Again, Mr. Svoboda, all the best. Be safe, stay healthy, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. We really enjoyed it.
And I did as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Chuck Svoboda, the author of his new book, The Innovator Spirit, Discover the Mindset to Pursue the Impossible. And for further details, simply visit chucksvoboda.com. And of course, this link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast to be of help. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPM, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.